flat track roller derby has become a phenomenon in recent years. Invented in the 1920s, it evolved into a predominantly female sport, drawing women from a variety of backgrounds. For women on Madison's Mad Wreckin' Dolls, roller derby is more than just a rough and tumble sport. It's a supportive and accepting family of friends.
The first thing you need to know about roller derby is that anybody can derby. It's incredibly fast-paced.
Go, go, go. Like, let's go faster. Push yourself. Give it everything you've got.
You get to skate. You get to eventually hit people. You get to wear awesome outfits.
Gives you a chance to challenge yourself every day.
Kind of like football, but on wheels and in a circle.
Probably the best workout I've ever had.
It's pretty much the most fun you can have on skates and turning left. My name is Catherine. My roller derby name is Zoe Dash in Hell. Roller derby actually started as a competition.
Tully from Tully takes off. There she goes.
And it was more of a WWF kind of feel. You know, women would like wind themselves up and like hit like this.
Rock 'em, sock 'em action on a big bank track.
Also, more commonly now you'll see the flat track rather than the bank track.
My name is Ash. My roller derby name is Ash Hat.
Question people often ask me is, how do you play, or what's the point? You go around a track and there's two teams, five people on each team, four blockers and one jammer on each team. You win by your team scoring more points than the other team. You score points by your jammer getting past the members of the other team. So that's the point.
The Mad Wreckin' Dolls started in 2010.
They started because there were people that were trying to get into the Mad Rolling Dolls, and they did not get drafted onto a team because, well, there's only a certain number of spots. They didn't want to stop skating. They wanted to keep training, and they just loved roller derby. They didn't want to give it up. So they got together in a group, and they said, how can we skate more? And they formed the Mad Wreckin' Dolls. We have all different kinds of people in this league.
I'm a large animal veterinarian.
I'm a French teacher.
I am an integration project manager. I'm a science writer.
I'm a seamstress.
I work in government.
My name is Nikki. My derby name is Sugar Pony. It's given me a really good group of people and a support group that I didn't have previously because I'm quite new to Madison. Coming here and having a group of 120 people that are pretty much instantaneously friendly and good support for you was really good. And so it has given me confidence in the rest of my life.
My name is Jess. My name is Trueblood. I think roller derby has given me a stronger sense of who I am.
It's really nice to have a part of me that feels comfortable with what I'm doing and feels like I belong rather than feeling like everything is a struggle.
When you have 100 women who accept you for who you are and who support you and who help you push yourself, it just makes you happier with yourself. It gives you a sense of self and contentness. And also, you know, it's really great to be able to come to practice when you're a little irritated and just hit some girls.
Catch more stories about sports and games all this month on Wisconsin Life.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org.
As we've heard, derby is often seen as a women's sport, but increasingly men are joining in the fun, establishing their own teams. What is it like for guys to roll on what's been seen as women's turf?
Joining us now is Brian Johnson, also known as Brains of the Milwaukee Blitzkrieg Men's Roller Derby League. Brian, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Robin Veronica. Thanks for having me.
So, Brian, what got you into roller derby?
My girlfriend and I had split up for a little while, and when we got back together, started getting back together, she was trying out on the women's team and asked me if I wanted to come skate with her one day. And I met one of the guys who was starting on the team, and I went to one practice, and I was hooked.
Now, is this still seen as a new sport for men these days?
I don't think so much anymore. We haven't been around quite as long as the women, but we've been in Milwaukee since 2009. And so, you know, I think around the country there's some leagues that are older than ours, and For sure, they work together with their women counterpart leagues very well.
Are there any, differences that you see between the women's league and the men's leagues?
I think the biggest difference is men are, we're not in the big spotlight, I think, as much as the women are. We play our gameplay just slightly different just because we're built a little bit different, but all the gameplay itself is the same for both leagues.
Now, how does derby, from your perspective, compare to all the other sports out there, all the other options men and women have to play?
Well, I think definitely for women, it's a chance for them to be in a full contact sport. I think that's just great. It's empowering for women, just as it is for men. I think men, though, have a few more options when it comes to playing full contact sports after you get out past the college level.
Now, this coming Saturday, sounds like your team is going to play against Madison's Quad Squad, which is a women's team, and this is one of the first men versus women's bouts in Wisconsin. How did that come about?
Well, basically, our interleague just put the word out that we'll play anybody. We'll come play men, we'll come play women. We've played some co-ed derby before. We've scrimmaged against Madison before in the past, but not in an open forum, and we thought it would just be great to do this. It'd be great fun.
And is it how is it different playing against a women's team versus your usual bout against a men's team?
The gameplay really isn't that much different. The biggest difference when you're playing strictly against a women's team is their teamwork can be much better than yours. they've been playing together longer in their leagues, and they can communicate to each other without even having to talk to each other. So communication's big on both sides, but having that amount of time together, their teamwork is very tight, and they will get right in front of you and shut you down.
Now, apparently there have been complaints, anecdotally, from women that some male players are behaving a little differently, that sometimes they're a little rude. Is there any validity to that?
Not in our league, for sure. We don't tolerate that kind of behavior. Our team, and one of the reasons that I got in a men's derby was because it wasn't, even though it's competitive, it's a much more positive environment than in some of the other sports I've played in the past. So you don't hear guys, if you miss a play, you don't hear them yelling and screaming or hollering at you because you did something wrong. They come and they'll grab you up after the play and they'll go, well, come on, let's talk about this. What happened out here? They'll teach you. So it's much more of a positive learning environment.
So what's your hope for the future of the male side of roller derby?
For the male side, I think I'd really like to see us start to grow, get a lot larger, and be able to work more with the women's league and just have roller derby as a sport advance. It's not so much just having the men's side advance as much as it is really getting more people involved in the sport. And I think everyone who's been in roller derby or has had a chance to be involved with any aspect of it, they know that it's a pretty good time.
Brian, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right, great. Thank you.
That was Brian Johnson of the Milwaukee Blitzkrieg Men's Roller Derby League. This Saturday, they host the Quad Squad, a Madison-based women's roller derby team in Cudahy. For tickets and info, check out blitzkrieg.com. That's BLITZDKRIEG-.com.